but I'll be back. But there is a place that we are on the journey. We gotta go. And so before we get there, we must understand the purpose. Why God had me in this world? Why am I here? My God, where am I in my life? Am I fulfilling the purposes of God? Or am I allowing the uncircumcised for the time to distract me in the purposes of God?
Jesus.
My God, I just need the presence.
Jesus.
My God, somebody here to pray me through here. So just move from talks and get me into this message here, Lord, because you know we gotta do this. But praise God, we're gonna open our Bibles. My God, He's doing a new thing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're going to, if I can find a chapter. Yeah, Lord God, Holy Spirit, you know, you can sit because
send it back.
I'm not just reading one verse, okay? Yeah, I'm going to be going through some verses. Matthew chapter 9.
Maybe they.
Matthew chapter 9. All right. Glory to God. I hope the people on Zoom, Deanne, Sister Deanne, just ask. Well, I hope someone, the people on Zoom can hear us because sometimes they do have.
One second, I'm on mute. I have the
question. Okay, good. No, not just mute, but yes, good. Thank you, Sister Deanne. But sometimes they have, after I speak with them, they say they have little problems and stuff, you know, in hearing. So sometimes we might be too far and stuff. And so they are part of the service. We do have Shepherd's House, Point 410, Trinidad with us on the line, on with us in the rooms today. So we thank God for them. We thank God for their pastor, Pastor Dennis, First Lady Marisha, the Paynes. Amen?
Amen.
We thank God for them, and we continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. And all the members that are on with us today, God bless you. We are happy to have you with us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Feel free. Praise God wherever you are in your house. Because we're going to worship God. Amen. Feel free. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in this house. Praise God. So chapter 9 of the book of Matthew. And I'm going to be going through the book. Praise God. We thank the Lord that His word is already anointed and settled in heaven.
Amen.
It's already anointed and settled in heaven. And we thank the Lord for that He is already in the house. He is already having His way. He's already speaking. Thank God. And I tell the Lord, whenever I come here, I just read, and you say whatever you want to say. Amen. That's all. I just read and let Him say whatever He wants to say. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I submit to the Lordship and the power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody just shout a hallelujah praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody just call His name for me.
Jesus.
I heard that there is power in the name of
Jesus.
I heard that there is deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
I heard that there is healing in the name of
Jesus.
Put your hands together. Okay. Oh, great King. So we're reading here. And where is my phone? Praise God. I need it. Glory to God. Somewhere. Ah, there it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not to time me. I'm not timing myself. If we go until 5 o'clock today, well, Pastor David wouldn't call me back, but that's okay. So I have to make it my best 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bring a Bible out. And he's in his own city, the place that he was brought up. Amen. His own city. And verse 2 says, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. So here is Jesus. He has passed over, going to his city, his place that he came from. And as Jesus got there, one thing I love about Jesus, man, there was always action. But it wasn't action to degrade people. It wasn't action to be fighting and murmuring and backbiting. But always, anytime Jesus showed up in a place, your spirit would be lifted.
Amen.
If you couldn't walk, you would walk. If you couldn't see, you would see. Because Jesus just came on the scene. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he just came on the scene. You know, when you were a child and your parents came with candy, my God, everything was nice and pretty. You loved it. My God, they came when you grew up into a teen and they came with your brother, brand name that you love, you like, you wanted. Everything was nice. And then as you were young adults, you got your job, you got your first paycheck. My God, you love it. You were happy. My God, I got money. Whatever you wanted to party with them, whatever you wanted to do, it was your money, right? Amen. But when Jesus shows up, everything is all right. Amen. So here is Jesus, and the people knew. They knew because they got wind of this man and what he was doing. So they came. It's amazing that we who represent and carry this Jesus, and when we show up, nobody want to be around us.
Oh, God.
They won't come at all. Because some of us, though, we're Christians and we're not, Shabana, and we're saved. Lord have mercy. We got to go back to the cross. So ain't nobody coming because there ain't no power following us. The only power following us is the power of our flesh. But when Jesus came in this time, Jesus came in, here they brought this man. And the Bible said that, my God, he said to the man, he said, listen, your sins are forgiven. And now this is in the church, let me tell you, because wherever Jesus was, there was church. Service was happening wherever Jesus went. The church, this is not it here, this is the building. But if Jesus was outside on the street of that borough, a crowd would come along Jesus. And Jesus was at church right there in that place. He would heal the sick man, he would say, deliver, and people will be set free. So wherever Jesus went, my God, the song teller, he was doing good, the word of God says. Wherever Jesus took, there would be a crowd. Because they got wind that there is a man we heard of that has been raising the dead. So there was service going on. So this was happening here in the church. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. But here came the scribes. Here came the Pharisees. And they say, who is this man talking about sins forgiven in the church? In the church, sometimes we have some Pharisees people.
Oh,
they're
God.
Too far to see anything.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Too far. They don't see. They didn't see it. They didn't hear it. In the church, and you know me, I tell you guys, I don't speak about all the church down the road. I'm speaking about this church.
Yeah.
In this church, they're too far to see something. Oh, so they can't hear and they say, hopefully, their sins are forgiven. This man blasphemeth. And the word of God continues in verse 4. And Jesus, knowing that God said, wherefore thinking ye evil in your heart? For whether it's easier to say that sins be forgiven, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up that bed, and go unto thy house. My God, I want you to turn to somebody and ask them, why are you here?
Why are you here, to serve the Lord?
Why are you here? Just go home already. Why are you? here to church this morning? What are you in the house of God? What are you here? What are you here?
Jesus.
In this house. You see, here is Jesus performed this miracle. And he heard them. He heard the Pharisees in the house where service was happening. They were talking. A man was being blessed and they were talking. They were measuring in the minor things. Who do you think he is? How could he think he can come here and say thy sins or pick up your bed, brother, and you walk? And a miracle took place.
Amen.
They missed the miracle that took place. A life was changed and transformed. And so in the house of God, instead of we connect with God and we connect with the people that we see God is moving, we stand like the Pharisees in the house of God and complain and major in the minor things.
My God.
And God is saying, I'm performing a miracle here. I'm trying to get you to another level. I want you to get to the place of these men who brought this sick man in. They believe that I, the Lord God, is able to raise him up. But you missed the thing. You missed the miracle. What you decided to do here is the talk. What you decided to do is the doubt that I am God and I am able to do abundantly all that you might ask for things in my name.
My God.
In my house, in my place, in my presence. My God, Jesus said, well, I want you to understand something. But you may not know, but I want you to know this, that the Son of Man had power. You see, the Bible said that the Word became flesh. Listen to me. The Word became flesh and walked on the earth. He was God, the living Word. The Word, the written Word, became flesh, became alive. And walk and sat among men. The Word of God became flesh and sat among us. The Bible declares that the Word of God, Jesus, is the living Word. Come on, you got to help me.
through here today because my God, all that young house was just a touch on that. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the man in verse 7 says, thank you, Mother. Yes, Mother, thank you. See, that Mother is encouraging me. Oh, I'm going to preach this thing today. Hey, hallelujah. And he arose and departed to his house. He said, take up your bed. Rose and departed. Verse 8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. There were two groups of people. There were the Pharisees, those in the house of God. They're too far, but they see everything. Think they know everything. Then there was the second. All they need to see is a miracle. All they need to see was a miracle. They just needed to see a miracle. They just needed to see a miracle. So what they did, they said, look, we don't care. We don't care what you think, Pharisees. You can say what you want, fantasy. You can do what you want because you're not in the place with God, because you're full of flesh. So if you want to talk like that, you talk like that. But you see, as for this group, we see a miracle. We saw a miracle. We saw a miracle. We don't know who he is. We don't know where he came from. But we saw a man today that Jesus said, pick up your bed and walk. That's all we need to believe that he is the Son of God. That's all I need to believe that he is able to do what he promised to do in my life. That is all I need. I just need a miracle. I just need a miracle. I need a miracle, God. Do it for me, Jesus. If you don't do it, God, it's not going to happen. If you don't do it, God, I'm not going to laugh. If you don't do it, God, I'm not going to make it. I need a miracle, Jesus. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a miracle. God, somebody needs a miracle today. We think people are perfect. People are not perfect. People mess up. We mess up. I mess up. Oh, my God. My God. The problem is we keep our eyes on people. We keep our eyes on people. Our eyes got to be on. I can keep my eyes on you. You are not going to do it for me. Oh, I can keep my eyes on Sister Desiree. Oh, don't keep your eyes on me. Because I might be up today. But I might be down tomorrow. I might be happy today. But I might be sad tomorrow. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So that's what we say. We ain't got time for them. We see a miracle here today. That's all we need is a miracle. All I need is a miracle. My Kika, ta 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 ta. And as Jesus passed forth, my God. You see, Jesus, even before I go there, 8, Jesus understood his purpose. glory to God. He knew that he came. He came with a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Purpose. Let's just look at this quickly. And I'm going to verse 8, I think. Purpose. The purpose definition is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Something exists. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Some of us, we live through life, my God, in the house of God, never understanding our purpose. Some of us, when we hit that, maybe me 50, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, glory to God. We will understand our purpose. I mean, the true purpose, why we are here. Some of us in our 20s, some of us in our different age range, we would understand. But when we come into the fullness of the purpose, you see, sometimes God, or not sometimes, all of the times, God has to allow us to go through some testings and some tribulations and some pain. Oh. And we cry and we are broken in spirit and broken in heart so many times. And God, what he's allowing and why he's allowing that is because he is getting us into the place to fully understand our purpose, the thing we were created to do, why we are on this earth, what is my purpose and my reasoning for being here. And that is why I ask you to ask your brother or your sister today, why are you here? Do you think I was thinking about why you're in the church? No, sir. I was talking about asking you, why are you in this world? What is your purpose? If you want to see this a movement in this church, let us come to understand our purpose. If we come to understand why God has us here, there will be a different move in this church.
My God. But
the reason why we're up today, done tomorrow, we here today, not here tomorrow, if we don't understand our purpose in the kingdom of God, the reason why people trouble us and we don't stay on track is because we allow people to trouble us, is because we don't understand our purpose in God. Because here we're going to see Jesus. We're going to see Jesus display that he understood why he came. My God, quite clearly. So the Bible says in verse 8, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled. 9, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Jesus just did this miracle.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, with Jesus, there was always action. Amen. Action didn't only start, it didn't begin, originated in the book of Acts. You
know? Come on.
Oh, no, sir. It did not. Action was happening. It just was a different thing that was happening there, a different way. But action was happening because here Jesus finished. He finished with this man that was sick. And he finished to correct the Pharisees and let them know what time it is and let them know, listen, I have power to forgive sin. And here is Jesus going again. And Jesus got here. Jesus said, look, Matthew, help you. Come on, young man, let's go. Let's go, young man. God got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song and healing in their hearts. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in that army, I've got a part. God said, come on, Matthew. I'm picking up my army. Come on. Let's go, Matthew. The Bible says that Matthew left everything and went with Jesus. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why are you still running after this? That doesn't make any sense when you hit this age. Thank you for 50, Jesus. When you hit this age, you begin to understand all the money in the bank don't do it for me. All the boyfriends don't do it. I can't say for me, I got a husband. You know what I'm saying? But the girls who don't, or the girlfriends don't do it. All the education doesn't do it. We're not saying it's not good to have that. But I'm saying you don't bank your money on that. You don't book your life on that. You don't put God on hold for those things. Because they will perish. So many people die. And that's the end of it when they die. But we look here for purpose, understanding purpose. You see, I want to say what the late Dr. Miles Monroe said here. He said, purpose is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish.
Your assignment.
You know, what you were born to accomplish. And vision is when you see it in your mind and begin to imagine it. You see it in your mind. I was speaking with Pastor David this morning, and I was saying, you know, every single person has a purpose.
Amen, amen, amen.
God has given it to us.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. Your purpose is not mine. Mine is not yours. Your purpose is not more important than my purpose. And nor is mine more important than? Absolutely not. But God has given it to us so we can accomplish the things on the earth that he needs us to accomplish.
Yes. Amen, amen.
But sometimes we take it personal. Because somebody don't agree with your purpose if God gives it to you, so what? I really don't care. And once God gave that purpose to you, he never said to you, when I give you, I place this thing upon you, I'm going to have a slew of people who say, yes, but go, 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 go. That's purpose, but go. Never. It's not in the word. So it's okay. I don't expect people to go with me in my purpose. But I do know that God has some people. But I don't want all that you want anyway. Some of you is going to pull me off and pull me down. Keep me back and slow me on. And I don't want you to go on yours either because I might do the same thing for you too. Not everyone is called to walk, but God has called you to walk. And that's okay. All you need is just two people that he called. All you need is just one person that is just the same thing on the inside of. We don't need a lot of you in here. No, we don't. I just need one. I just go with the Holy Ghost. God, Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, God, Holy Ghost. And in time, God's going to speak. But sometimes we want to drag everybody into our purpose. No, it's not going to work because if they don't see it, maybe it's not the time. Just go with what God put in your heart.
Hey.
And you don't have to tell everybody yet either. When the time is right, it's going to come up. God's going to show it forth. It's going to show itself. Purpose. So everyone has a purpose. And purpose is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish. What you were born to accomplish. Do you know at this stage of your life what you were born to accomplish? The reason why people are walking around, just walking around helplessly, like mindlessly, because they do not understand their purpose, what they were born. Why do I exist? What is my purpose? Because there is no vision. They are not seeing it in their mind. So they cannot imagine the thing. They cannot imagine it. And just how now he, if you could imagine it, then you come in and you say it, and then here comes again the Pharisees. So what do you think he is? Where you getting it from? What's happening? Pastor David. Yeah. I'm not hearing him. Preach wife. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. My husband is a good man.
Amen.
That's it. I'm a pause for a cause. The Super Bowl is tonight, and so they pause for a cause. All right, give me a break. My husband is a great man at the ball. He's a great man. He is. Love people, my God.
Jesus.
Hard to help people. It's the truth, I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you. He will take my last chair in my house and give it to somebody in need.
It's okay. Okay. More is coming.
But it's okay, Sister Sharon will buy me back the chicken.
Amen, amen.
But I'm serious. He is like that. He's like that. He's a person who would hear a need. He's ready to help. He wants to help. And so I praise the Lord for that. Yes, he's a people person.
Amen.
Praise God. So we see here, what time we got? Okay. Praise God. So we see here that these are the self-righteous folks up in here, up in the church. Have self-righteous, when you think about it, you look at it and say, have it all characterized by a certainty, especially as unfounded one, that one is totally correct or morally superior. Self-righteous, some of us self-righteous. Lord, you have to do it this way. Now, this is not how you put the chair, Sister Sharon. It had to go that way. That is not how you come up here and pray. It's that the other way. God help us. So convinced we are narrow-minded. That's what it is. Narrow-minded, legalistic group of people, the Pharisees. They kept the law. That's what they did. So here, in 9, I think I'm in 9. Are you all looking with me here?
Yeah,
nine. I'm in 9. Amen. And as Jesus passed forth, okay, he called Matthew, so I'm in 10. He said, follow me. And it came to pass that Jesus sat at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans. Well, here's.
When I was reading this, I almost say, shoot, many Republicans.
Publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Many of the tax collectors, they came and they sat down with him. My God. Not only did they sat down with Jesus, sinners sat down with him too. Two different categories. Sinners sat down with Jesus. Come on, Matthew, let's go. And when the Pharisees, here they come again, the Pharisee people, when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. My God. Jesus, here comes the Pharisees. They look at Jesus, they're in the church again. And Jesus came here in the corner of his place in this man's house. And Jesus sat up to eat with them in his house. And here the Pharisees looking in. You know, sometimes some of us in here are so fleshly. We're looking to see who Sister Sharon sitting with. We're looking to see who the woman leader going by and she come by me. We're looking to see when the man's leader going by and he didn't show up. Oh, he didn't send, oh, it's my birthday. So he didn't send me something. Oh, you have something for Sister DM today? Here are the Pharisees in the church. And they said, this man is the man who just did the miracle. This man is a man who's serving the God that we are serving. And he's sitting with those tax collectors, riffraffs, disreputable people. He is sitting with sinners. Really? So how come Pastor Allison hanging out with that person when you see? And she's a stripper number one. And he's a pimp number two. And she's talking and hanging on with them. Well, I love Jesus because he always have a cool comeback. He said, well, here what? Pharisee, since you got it going on, I didn't come for you. Mm-hmm. All you religious folks, I did not come for you. I am not here for you. When you go to the
hospital,
sick people, I'm not here for the healthy, I'm here for those who are sick. I'm not here for the rich, I'm here for the sick. You are a sinner, you know he is sick for you. If you are a sinner, you know he came for you, he came for me. He said, that's who I came for. I came for those who were
off my feet. Lord have mercy. I'm gonna take it, but I got it. But I'm just saying.
Thank you, Lord. You can't
show me. Don't pick up the phone, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not here for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not here for you. If you don't think, hallelujah, because I need to run around. Hallelujah. And I don't want to break up my poor little old feet here. Now that I'm in this age here. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, you got to praise God. Don't make me. You don't want to sing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, he said, I'm not here. I'm not here for you righteous holy ones. I'm here for those that are broken. I'm here for those who need their hearts to be healed. I'm here for those that they have broken. That you call them beautiful. Be beautiful. That you call my rocks. I'm here for them. I'm here for the sick. I'm not here for the healthy. I'm here for those who say, God, I need a savior. I need a change. I've been going through this too long. I am so broken, God. I cannot do it anymore. God, you got to help me.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I'm here for the sinners. Those who have there's a need. You don't have a need, Pharisee. You believe only in Lord. In ceremony and all of that, and that's not the purpose. That's not going to save you. But Jesus understood his purpose. He understood his purpose. You see, with the law, what happens with the law? When someone sinned, they would do their blood sacrifices. But we must understand that only lasts until another person sin again, or until I sin again. But Jesus said, I come to fulfill that thing is done away with. We're not going to do that anymore. I'm the sacrifice. I'm the one that gave my life on the cross for you. Do you know that? I'm the one who died. I said, and I said, this much, I love you. I died on the cross. I'm here to fulfill. I'm here to fulfill. You know what I want you to have? My God, and have mercy, not sacrifice. That does nothing for me. I want you to love them. Love the people, because I brought you out. So you can go and bring them home to me.
Amen.
We walk around the church backbiting. We walk around the church gossiping. That is why we cannot move. And go and we need to call in God. We got to shake those things. The old has come. The new has come. It's a new season. It's a new day. God wants to do something different in our lives. But we got to get ready. Get out and understand our purpose. Understand our purpose. Ah, she rakata. My God. Ah, hallelujah. And the word of God says, and when the Pharisees saw that, no 12, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, we did all of that already. He came to the sick, amen. Go and learn Zacharias. We did that. 14. Then came to him his disciples of the disciple of John. Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but the disciples fast, your disciples fast? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. So that which is put into fillet taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, as it running out, and the wine running out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. And while he spread these things, here comes again someone else. This is what's happening here. I tell you, every time with Jesus, there was action. Every time with Jesus, something was going on. But the something that was going on was giving life. It was giving life, my God, to people. And here is Jesus is saying, how come we are fasting? How come that one are fasting? But not your
27. Jesus said, back up, I'm still here. Back up, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. He said, listen, this is what I want you to understand. What I want you to know is that I'm about to do something new. No longer are we going to the old ways. That is done because I'm here. I'm here to fulfill. I'm here to fulfill that law. I'm here, my God. There is a new thing that is coming. And the Bible tells us that in the book, my God, of Isaiah. Glory to God. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. The message line. I am making a road through the desert and a river in the bottomlands. You see, God had just dealt with his people. He was tired of their mess, and he had just dealt with them. My God, he had just dealt with them in chapter 2 of the book of Isaiah. So he was here in chapter 43. Oh my God, chapter 42, now 43. And he's saying, listen, I'm going to do this. Listen, this is what's happening. God is saying, this is what's happening. I'm about to set my son. Something new is about to come. Someone new is about to come on the scene. He said, this is what I'm going to do. Because this is a prophecy here. Also, this is a prophecy of the newness that's coming, of the Spirit of God that's going to come down after Jesus is crucified. After he comes and walks, here is, there is something new. There is something you cannot put all things into new wineskins. What is God is God. What is God is God. Let me tell you something here that is applicable for us today. What was in the past is in the past.
Water. I am the
trying to toast again. I am the Lord God Almighty. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am making a way in the wilderness. I'm making a way in the desert. I'm making a way in the valley. Oh, you just understand what your feet to tell us. Come on, get God to worship. Come on, and tell him get God to worship.
Come on.